I didn't care. I didn't think about it. I just did it.
Chasing the Dragon features several real-life opioid addicts who share their personal stories. Adam Cohen, FBI special agent in charge in Buffalo, was among those offering the preview.
5 of the 6 relapsed almost immediately after going back out on the street. These are people who were able to look at themselves and discuss on the video the horrible decisions they had made and how wrong it all was, but they couldn't help themselves.
The FBI and Drug Enforcement Agency co-produced the video with the hope that schools, households, and individuals will watch and then talk. Pat Greco is president of the Kids Escaping Drugs Board of Directors.
Special Agent Cohen, myself, we could go into schools and we could talk for hours on the issue, but we're not peer-to-peer. That's why someone like Lauren, and we have a face-to-face program out of Kids Escaping Drugs here that does that. It's peer-to-peer where it resonates with the kids. That's very important.
Lauren from Tonawanda overcame her heroin addiction. She was not in the video, but warned reporters that once you're hooked, the addiction is extremely difficult to overcome.
Definitely. I think that like the first account experiences definitely show you just like how much this like these drugs can like destroy your life, I guess.
The video is available for viewing at FBI.gov/chasingthedragon. It should be noted the video features occasional strong language and graphic images. Michael Morziak, WBFO News.